You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Break!
What's going on, y'all? It's your man Chris, one half of the Brothers Layman. You are here checking out another episode of The Black Is Brayton, brought to you by the Black Is Network. Thank y'all for coming back to another episode. This episode is called Hot Dogs and Netflix. We started the discussion about whether dinner in a movie is a real date. Got into more dating about being creative with dates, and somebody brought up at what point should a woman pay for dates. Probably guess who that is. Then the conversation leads to women having power, power and sexuality, a lot of the messages that are being fed to women, interacting with men. That's just where the conversation went. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Find the show and our other shows on the Black Is Network at blackisonline.com. You can also tune into us on iTunes, on Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio. Leave us some reviews, leave us some comments, like us, add us to your favorites. Let us know what you guys think about the show and about the discussion, what you guys think on these sort of things. You can also reach out to us via email at casey@blackisonline.com, on Twitter at blackisonline, on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on the hotline 323-455-4219. And we all just want to wish you a happy holiday, happy 4th. Enjoy time with your family and your folks. Eat that barbecue and be careful with them fireworks. Take it easy, y'all.
Our first official day.
What's the day?
Well, no, our first two. When I think of the two,
yeah, that would be
first dates. Both of them involve dinner and a movie.
Well, maybe it's not a date because you figure like a date is going out, but that counts. That's like that counts. I don't know if you want to, like, if date is based on going out, but if a guy's like, I'm gonna rent a movie and take, you know, make a dinner for you, right?
Get your Marcus Graham on.
Well, the only problem with going to somebody's place to watch a movie is there's...
It leads to sex.
Right. So, if you just want to go on a date, though, you need to leave the house. Like, especially if you just met somebody that, just a date, you probably need to leave the house.
But what kind of dinner? Like,
if you love movies, and there's like a list of movies that you both want to see,
y'all still can go back and get it on.
But if I just met you, I can't come to your house right off the bat.
Going to dinner, but going out for a dinner and a movie. That seems like a date.
Yeah. I think I said this before, though. Yeah. Right? What if I say I love Thai food, and he's like, guess what? I can cook Thai. And so he makes Thai. That's like, that's kind of dope, right? Like, it depends. Like, you know, what if, you know, it's a long week for both of you. And it's like, I don't really feel like going out. And he's like, I don't feel like, but I guess what? I'll cook for you because I'm off early. I'm going to make a dinner for you. I'm going to rent my favorite movie. Or I'm going to rent your favorite movie. I think it's a spin on it. Now, if that's all they're ever offering, like, okay, hot dogs and Netflix.
Sound like a website. Dating site. Hot dogs and Netflix.
That's
just a poor man's date. That's I got these, what you call it, Farmer John's. I got the best kind.
So dinner and a date is a dinner and a date. Oh, my God.
Because dinner and a movie. Is that if you go to the movies, the
you can't
drama,
talk.
You can't talk.
Yeah. Which is why there's dinner.
Right.
Right, but people just feel like it's... You know what it is?
It's the first date.
Would you do the, that's the question. Would you do the movie first and dinner second, or dinner first and movie second?
I would think movie first, then dinner. Yeah. Talk about the movie, talk about life, whatever.
I think a lot of...
Movie first, so if you don't like their company at the movies, you can just ditch dinner.
Or is that. Movie first, because if you've seen the movie and then you guys can't have a good conversation about something that you just saw, then chances are you probably are not going to have a good conversation about anything else.
Movie first.
Yeah, I think the complaint is it's there's no thought. That's what I've read from people that say...
I really have an opinion about this. It's basic.
You're right.
It's basic.
It's a staple. It's like the hamburger and fries.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think there has to be room for creativity and then room for simplicity, because every encounter or every time you guys are together, it's not going to be like sparks.
Why are we trying to outdo everything on your first date? That's a good smart date.
Is this first date we're talking?
Because it matters
in college that kind of worked, but after college, going to a bookstore with a woman as your first date is not something a woman is interested
in. Because we download all of our books now. Like, it's on my iPad.
That's true.
That's not fair. Creative.
But it's creative.
Live music.
If you did... Part of the day.
Right.
That can't be the whole day.
That can't be the whole day.
Girl, we had bars, though. You ready for this night?
Right. Because what bookstore are you talking about?
No, food and a movie. But how about this? There are women who believe that spending time in a bookstore on a date, so if you're like waiting for the movie to start and you go, they don't find that interesting.
That's lame.
But that's one of the, that's the ways you find out. That's a test to me. That's like, let's go in here and I'm gonna test to see how you are. Let's go on these sections and see what you read. What kind of stuff you like? If you just like this shit, boring as hell, then you're like, okay.
Go that tells you she doesn't read.
Exactly. Exactly.
She's not conjugating them verbs.
Go to the music store. Go to Amoeba.
Oh, go to... That was good.
But I do feel like people... I understand you don't need to go to like dinner and a movie every time you go on a date.
No, it should not be dinner
and
a
movie. But you also shouldn't... My personal opinion is you don't want to spend too much time trying to outdo yourself. Like, there is something to be done. There's something to be said for simplicity. Like, actually just spending time with
We might be mixing the good time at the restaurant and the movie with liking each other. Like, if I can't sit just like this next to you in the room without anything going, then...
That's a good point.
Right? Because sometimes we have a great time every time we go out, and it's not because
after
you're a
what
good
date
time,
should
like
a woman offer to pay? Should it be the second date?
After
what date should a woman offer to pay?
Not after the first, not after the second, not after the third.
But like, because when you think about creativity, they have a finance.
Well, really, it's not a number. Like, once a woman decides she likes you, more than likely she will.
So you'll continue to go out on the date knowing you don't like them?
No, I wouldn't.
She didn't say that.
I said once she knows, because you asked for a number. Like,
but once you go on the second date, isn't it pretty? I would hope she likes me on the second date.
You may not know where this is going on a second date.
No, not necessarily. Because the first date could be good. The second date could be kind of, it's like, let's do it again just to make sure.
Right. But
you need an odd number.
Okay, you need a third or fourth. Okay.
There's no number.
But then in this post-feminist world, at what point?
Post-feminist.
at what point should a woman say, you know what? You paid and organized and were creative
about... I think women do it probably more often than what you think.
No. I'm just asking if you're just beginning to date, what's your comfortable number?
I don't know if I have a number. It's like when I like him and I know he likes me, that he would appreciate me.
But up until then, all the dates were on him.
Yeah, but dates don't have to always cost.
That's true. But how many dates were there?
How many dates before you did it?
Right.
See, I was going to say at least
five.
I would say six minimum. I say after the sixth date.
Offer so early.
Six minimum? Six minimum?
Yeah. And I,
it's a personal, yeah. It's personal.
That's because you actually have a moral compunction.
No.
And you're so full of shit.
No, to be equal. She was like,
does
this
it count
is not
if you
fair.
Get invited over for dinner? Does that count? If I've bought all the groceries and I've prepped the whole dinner and made
it? Yes, that does count. Yeah. That
okay.
does count.
Yeah. So that can happen early on.
Yeah, third.
What's early on? You keep saying early
three,
on.
3-4.
You get like, 5-6. Three or four since you need a number. But
before
I don't
know. Yeah.
Before you're screwing.
Well, okay.
If
that's
I
fair.
Could. We screwing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so,
but here's the other thing.
You got your answer.
Right. Here's the other thing, though.
Is right. So period.
Yeah, yeah. Some people feel about like a second.
So are you
step
saying
your
to
house.
Offer or I mean, to actually pay? That, right. Because a lot of guys don't let you pay anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're saying just offer. I'm asked. I said, are you talking about just offering or
I said offer? I didn't okay. say offer.
I was asking.
If you had a really good first day, maybe the second day, you're like, I really like him. I'm like, no, I got it this time. It could happen on the second date.
Okay.
It just really
okay,
depends.
Yeah. Yeah, it could happen on the second date.
Okay.
I think women do it more often than men want to give us credit for. And sometimes it's just to kind of, no. I think so. No, no, listen, you're not a woman. You don't know.
No, I'm telling you what listen. I do know, and I think it's that when they do it, it's such an event for them that they
no,
keep
it's
counting
not.
It.
What? Whoa. What? Who are you talking to?
Right, exactly. Because I was getting ready to say, I think women have sometimes picked it up to debunk the myth that we won't pay, right? There, we do it to debunk the myth.
Do you like, accept free drinks at the bar?
Why would not?
Of course.
Right. Do you ever give a free drink?
I have.
I have not.
Right.
But the dudes out here barely buy free drinks, so I'm definitely not buying any guy out here a drink. That
Why not?
Happen.
Well, he could be from elsewhere.
Because I have to buy myself a drink.
I would, because I think it's like flirtatious. It's like, hello, if I'm trying to, like, hey, how you doing? Or it might not be. Like, you know what? You guys are having a good time. You're the cute one. Get a drink. What's $6 going to, you know, $6, $12, whatever.
12,
you
13,
know, 14. Right. 13, 14. But, you know.
Okay, then I stand corrected, and I apologize for my...
Exactly. That's what I was getting ready to say. Like, there is this misconception.
We have this on tape.
Yeah. There's this misconception that every woman is out here, like, gold digging and all of that. Or we won't pay, you know, like, we have all these rules. You have to take me out 15 times. And believe it or not, I think...
I don't have that That's not my misconception. My misconception is mostly that women will take advantage of the... Or will enjoy the privilege of being a woman.
It's a double standard.
Where there is chivalry, where a guy will pay. And I expect him to. And so, when they do in return, like, be like, no, I'll do that. It's a moment, because that's not the order of operations. That's not how it goes. Yeah.
I don't know if it's a moment, because there's a lot of dudes out here, I think, that take will take a free drink.
I just love guys like,
move in with the girl and live with her and not put in on any of the bills. Yeah,
there's tons of guys that mooch, but I just love guys like,
mooch.
Like, oh, like, this one area where we have the one disadvantage of being male, and it's like such a... big to do. And it really reminds me of like how white people can't deal with one thing not going their way either.
No,
it's the same
that's
thing.
That's not, first off,
yes,
if
it
I'm,
is.
Okay.
It's that weird like
if
sense
I'm
of
articulating,
like
no.
entitlement.
Yeah. It's like everything has to be equal when it doesn't, when it benefits me. When it doesn't benefit me, then it doesn't have to be equal at all.
I gotta be honest, my moral compass would. It doesn't allow me to be that hypocritical.
I'm just saying that's how it sounds when I hear guys complain about, oh, like, when do women pay? Okay, the one thing you guys do, you pay more than we sometimes.
Maybe you can help me unpack it, because between men and women, paying is largely, is also based on the idea that the man is the provider, but the main breadwinner. And so the dynamics in that relationship have shifted as well. And
yeah, I mean, that's changed.
And so that leads into power structures and, you know, like a couple. And so I think it's an important conversation to have, but I'm bringing it up not to say you're one advantage and criticize you and think you guys are completely oblivious to it.
I only said because you said take advantage. You did say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I did say that. But I kind of, I was hesitant because that wasn't the quality of my intent.
And I don't think it is. And I mean, you yeah. I consider to be on the more enlightened side. But I mean, there's definitely.
As in the most enlightened you've ever met?
On the enlightened side. But regardless, like, you know, I hear this sentiment so much, you know, from men. Like, I mean, I just hear complaints about the very, very few areas that women have advantages. And not just paying, but like, you know, certain
that's
things.
That's a serious advantage in American society where money.
No, but compared to all the other advantages that you guys have.
As much as you think. Like,
okay, that's, thank you. Thank you. You've checked me twice. Like, Dad, like, honey, I need to talk to you. Like,
I need you to get it.
I don't know. It's just, you know, it'll be a long time before I can play a sad violin for men and their issues.
Because what was the other issue you were going to bring up? You were saying there's... You were getting ready to say something else.
Oh, I was saying certain issues with children and being the mother that men sometimes have difficulty with. Mm. You know, whether it's abortion, that just being the one time that we have the full decision-making ability. And
I can't stand when men speak on women's situations. Don't tell me nothing about nursing in public. Don't tell me nothing about abortion. Don't tell me how to dress.
But on abortion,
don't tell me how to wear my hair.
On abortion, I'm not married.
None of your business.
I am not married. But do you believe that for a married couple who is in, it's ultimately her decision, but who's in a loving, happy relationship? And
that's
if
different.
The wife decides to have an abortion, that and somehow she shouldn't have been. I guess morally obligated, but maybe even legally obligated to tell her husband.
I mean, honestly, I feel
like
that's
it's still
case.
Her decision.
The marriage shouldn't make a difference. If we've made a baby, there should be a conversation about what's going to happen.
But what if there isn't? And what if...
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, that's messed up.
But it's the risk that the man takes. I mean, unfortunately, you are a man and you can only have a certain amount of power once the woman is pregnant with your baby. You know, it's in her... And I mean, to me, I absolutely think that it should be a conversation no matter what. And every man should know if that is the case or whatever. But like, I guess I'm also like, I can understand if the woman knows like he's going to want her to have it. I could understand not saying anything only because it really doesn't matter that you want, you know, like I just am like, there's no circumstance where I could ever imagine like, oh, like you should have this baby because the man wants you to, you know? So it's like, it doesn't matter.
You shouldn't abort the child because doesn't want you to have it, baby,
too.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. So the two would be the opposite. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Good point.
So, I mean,
thank you.
While I totally agree it's wrong, like I would always defend the right of the woman to not tell if that's what she wants. Maybe it's an abusive situation, you know?
Like, you don't have to be a part of this.
No, that's still up to her. That's still up to her.
Yeah, I agree.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, it's just how it goes.
But they're married? No, because she still has individual property.
It's up to her, period.
You literally don't have a choice. It's fucked up if somebody that you love gets pregnant and doesn't even tell you. That's fucked up.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you don't have any control.
And the law shouldn't be involved, is my point.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
As far as dictating how people, you know, have to communicate these things. Like, all sorts of circumstances
and again,
happen.
That's fucked up, too. But, again, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Like, I've seen men chime in on the public breastfeeding, the shaming. I can't take that. Or the whatever. Just having a... I'm like, this conversation should be amongst women and women only. And then anything else in terms of men telling women what they should do in regards to their physical appearance. You need to dress this way. You need to wear your hair this...
Yeah.
What? No. You don't need to say nothing.
Yeah, there's like a cottage industry of men speaking to women about what it is a lady should do. You know, I guess the king of it would be Think Like a Man. And, you know, and he has all these. Oh, yeah, exactly. And they have all these books to women about how to be. And a lot of times it is religious based, but good women. That attract the right type of family-driven, God-fearing man. And I always think it's funny because I'm thinking like, yo, if you got a voice like this and you're a man, why don't you speak to the brothers
the men.
Right,
about
exactly.
how to be, you know, upstanding, family-driven, God-fearing men. And I'm always, it's always weird to me. I understand, because a lot of it has a slickness to it, you know, as well. Yeah, it's like, what's the difference between this and pimping? Like, I'm real confused. The only reason why, though, is because it's not just because you're a cool and smooth cat either. Women
will go buy the
book.
Women, they want to know, just like
we seek self-help.
A man want to know, too. Right. Like, what makes a woman tick? So he going to ask a woman, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
he
right.
feel like, you know what I'm saying, she might be able to enlighten him. Just like men go get books. I did. I went and got a few books just based on because I was curious.
But so I think that's rare. I don't think a lot of men go. I think you're different. I don't think a lot of men go and get the books.
I just wanted to know, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You know what I mean? I was curious. I wanted to know. I wanted to be a good person, you know what I'm saying? Go in that direction. So, like, for women, they go to TD Jakes, Steve Harvey, you know.
Do not go to Steve Harvey.
Right.
These are big, huge entities.
Right.
As a male figure. So, figure. So, you know what I'm saying?
But just because they're huge entities doesn't make them right in whatever they're preaching in that book.
No. Right. But, you know, they're the only he's the only one that took the time to do it, right?
Well, I mean,
he did it, right? He capitalized. He started it off with his show.
In TD Jakes' case, you know, he's a preacher, so you know, they're gonna think like, okay, well.
And I got to be honest, I didn't put TD Jakes in there intentionally.
No, I don't know
about the body of his published work and or that he's a part of that.
I only know one Shelby, that he wrote for Woman.
Shelby
Woman
said that he is a member of the people who, like, the brigade of people who speak only to women.
The male brigade.
Yeah, the male brigade that speak to women about what they need to do. And they have, some of them have YouTube channels, rants.
Nah, I mean, I get what you're saying. But that's
What's that dude's name? Gaskin. Tony Gaskin.
What this reminds me of is when, like, people are having kids and they're like, oh, I'm so relieved I'm having a boy. Because, like, boys are so much easier and, like, girls you have to worry about, you know.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, and it's like, it's the same thing. Like, oh, there's nothing to be said to men, you know. Like, women are the only ones who need. And, I mean, I guess there there are some self-help books for men and you've read whatever, but
yeah, when you look at it, most of them are targeted towards
women, I'm sure. And, I mean, maybe, like, we are more open, obviously, probably, to that kind of a thing. But regardless.
The self-help.
There's a market.
On the reverse,
Or maybe you're trained for it through magazines, like how to fix yourself through.
And I think, too, like, this Tony Gaskin, he's, like, selling out all across the city touring. I don't think, like, Tori Williams could, like, sell out crowds to men.
No, never.
About
never
getting your mind right to attract
the
right woman. Like, I don't think a woman could do it.
It is a double standard because most men don't want to sit and listen to a woman trying to tell them how they should be a man.
Right. You know what I'm saying? No, not at all.
But if someone has such insight as to how the sexes work and they can, you know, give women game about how to be a better woman, why don't they equally just give the guy game for how to be a better man? How to attract the type of woman that you want.
Exactly.
So supposedly, women are seeking more.
Supposedly, Steve Harvey was supposed to be writing a book.
To men?
Allegedly. The thing ain't been printed.
Just be open-minded, man. That's what it boils down to. Be yourself, be open-minded.
Well,
you can't be closed-minded to a lot of things.
It's also like, you know, the solution to rape is like, oh, women dressing differently. It's the same thing. It's like you don't address the actual, like, root of the behavior. Because what Steve Harvey's basically saying, and I shouldn't say this because I've not read the book or seen the movie, but I imagine it's about attracting a certain kind of guy, right? You know? And so versus like, like you said, saying, here's how to be that guy. You know, it's instead you adjust your behavior so that you don't attract the
dog. It's not even him, like, trying to teach you how to attract. Like, I don't get that he's trying to teach you how to attract a man. It's like trying to fix yourself so that you will. And that's the problem.
Or here are rules and things to practice.
Here's the problem, though. And I will say this in his defense, which probably going to get me in trouble. But he did say that he wrote the book because he was being specifically asked by a lot of women. Mm-hmm. And what he realized is a lot of women were really
in the dark.
Not only in the dark, but really putting themselves in bad situations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really. Mm-hmm. And so
where's the council of women elders that these women can go to that can help them? Yeah, it is about fathering, but why don't they... Following, yeah, yeah, exactly. So he has this, and he's capitalizing off of it. But, like, why don't women have a clique of elder women that they can go to hit them again?
I don't know. I did. I don't know, I was literally watching Oprah when he was on there, and this woman literally stood up and said something to the effect of, well, what do I do if a man takes me out to dinner? I mean, I can't not have sex with him. She was dead ass serious. And she was like a middle-aged white lady. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
yeah. You start to see, there's a lot of women who have been getting some really ill messages as to how they are to interact with men. Did I say that right? Women are getting mixed. They're getting bad messages on how to interact with men, and they're trying to go from A to B but can't get to B because they're making these missteps, and they truly don't understand why. Because this is what I've been seeing a lot of. Like, it seems to me, for on average, I'm going to make some hella generalizations, men, for the most part, a lot of time operate kind of similarly. And they're more reactionary to what a woman does than being kind of proactive in a situation.
But that's also giving the man an excuse for if he follows a certain pattern, because he realized, like, oh, I can get away with a lot of shit with this one.
But that's what they'll do. That's what they'll
do. Right, but you're taking the man off the hook.
I'm not taking him off the hook. I'm not saying he should do it. Okay. But I think a lot of men will take advantage of a situation. If a woman makes a situation easy for him, he's not going to say, oh, sister, let me correct you for making this too easy. You're making it too easy for me. Right. You should be adding more challenges here. He's not going to do that. She learns the lesson once her heart is broken in the circumstance. But I think, okay, in answer to your question about us not having a bunch of elders, if we look back at the conversation we had at the last podcast, we were talking about Darylin, who didn't make it here tonight, was saying how people used to stay together and we had families. And we all talked about how in those relationships, though, it was a lot of dysfunction. But people stayed together because that's what they believed they were supposed to do, whether the relationship was healthy or not. So you now have a generation of folks who can look back, and not everybody, but you can look back on some of the relationships that seem to be healthy or good because they were long lasting, and notice where the dysfunction was, because you know granddaddy had a baby with Miss Jackson across the street because her son just looks a lot like your Uncle Tommy, but ain't nobody talking about it. Those kind of situations going down. Right. So the new generation is like, how do I create longevity without having all that BS go down? Right. And they try different things, or they talk to an elder that might give them some good advice, not such good advice, and they try it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, like I have a sister friend whose mother was in a long-term affair. So when she got into a situation where she was having an affair with a married man, her mother was like, yeah, hang in there. And I'm thinking to myself, your mom's telling you to hang in there? But that had been her mom's experience, you know? And so it depends on who you're seeking counsel from, what their experience was, and what they say to you, and how you choose to reckon with it. Yeah. I think we as women tend to ask for counsel more than men do when it comes to relationships, because men are reactionaries. Like, hey, whatever she throws at me, I'm going to
roll. Yeah, that's why sometimes I don't understand that women don't understand their power. Because I'm like, as much as these women, I'm with half of these, like the way the men look now, I'm like, if you were like, you know what, I don't want y'all wearing my leggings is not attractive to me at all, and it's not a turn on. Then dudes would be like, oh, this shit ain't popping. Let me just put on something else. But they like me. If I can wear this, rock these skinny jeans, and the girls is loving it, then I'm about to go shop where you shop then, since that seemed to be the lick.
Right, because you're accepting it.
Yeah, a lot of times I'm just like, just act like you don't do. This is not acceptable, and we're not giving it up if you come with this. And guys would be like, okay, as reactionary as we are, we'd be like,
all right. I just had this conversation in Zootopia today. And I don't understand, because the lady asked me, I said, I don't know when it happened exactly, but women forfeited their power, and they did it in such a way, they did it with sex. It's like it was kind of under the ruse of it being power, but it really was like not power.
Mm-hmm. I get what she's saying.
And well, it's power in a different way.
But... but it's not. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. Like, it's...
I mean, it all... It depends, I guess. I mean, I guess, like, if you are looking for a guy that can't accept that, you know, women now can have sex with who they want. And I mean, right. There are guys that are fully comfortable with that and are good guys, and they don't need you to withhold sex from them, the whole relationship, for them to have respect for you. But I'm saying the whole premise of back in the day, I feel like, was like, you know, you don't respect the girls that sleep with the guy before they're married. And like, that was like a mark against you, and we broke free of that to be like, we can do whatever we want. And there are guys that are on the same page with that. And there are some old fashioned antiquated guys that aren't, you know what I mean? So it just depends on what you're, I'm just saying that to me, that is taking some power, regardless of, I guess I get the overall, it looks like we have lost because, like, oh, people aren't getting married and guys can have sex with whoever. But I mean, guys were screwing whoever anyway. It's just now we can. Well, not a lot. A lot weren't, though.
I'm always on the fence about that because I'm like, can you? I think women believe that they can, and that men will say, yeah, we're on the same page as you because it's to their benefit. But they're not.
They surely are not.
And I do think there's cultural differences also. I think white guys are a lot more accepting of slutty behavior. Myself, I think that. Black guys are a lot more judgmental. Mm-hmm. Yeah, traditional, you could say. I say judgmental. And hypocritical because they're sluts, as big as sluts as they want to be. And, you know, I mean, so, I mean, I have very little... I get the whole argument. I totally get it. And I totally get how it looks from the big picture. But, I mean, I, like, in no way can I think that we'd be better off, like... still like how it was in the 1950s, personally. I'm not saying you're saying that. I'm just saying the idea of the power. There is power. There's the opposite side as well.
Yeah, I think women can take more control in their dating life and, you know, date multiple guys, and that's fine. I just don't think women, you can't be hoes like men are hoes and expect it to be exactly the same, because it's not. It's just not just how men are going to view you, and it's not because... you get pregnant. We don't. Like, we can sleep around and then it's like, oh, I'm pregnant. Well, a man is not going to say that. A man's not going to be like, hey, I was sleeping around with all this girl and then I got pregnant. That's not us. We just like, oh, well,
that's the
risk. Sucks for you.
That's the risk we end up taking. And I think that's why it is the double standard, because we can get pregnant. And so it's like,
I mean, technically you can have an abortion.
Yeah, but I don't know anybody who would want to do that as a form of birth control. I know people.
But I do know people who have and do.
No, of course. Everybody knows somebody who has, but I bet if you ask that person, was that something that you physically really wanted to experience, physically and emotionally, they'll tell you no, because it's not something you ever forget.
Plus, you can't do that everywhere.
I know you can't do it everywhere legally. I know that I can sit here and say, I know people who aren't there yet. I know people who are not at that point where they're, you know, it really was another form of birth control. So, you know.
Or they could just not be admitting to you with their experience.
I want to shift to it.
That's fair, but I don't.
Yeah.
Do you want
to
say something?
Yeah, I want to shift back to another point that you made about your friend saying that maybe women gave up some of their power. In giving up some, and being coupled with sex, with the sexual revolution. Thank you. I just want to say that idea works on the fallacy or the image.
It is not the sexual revolution of, by any stretch.
Of like the myth of like women were more virtuous back in the day. Like the myth of a virtuous woman. And that by not having sex, she maintains her power. Mm-mm. And there are virtuous women in a very traditional / judgmental sense.
/ judgmental sense?
Yeah. But, like, I think we always, like, even when I said I think, you know, we had black consciousness more, in, you know, back in the early 1990s or the late 80s, I think we always remember things to be a lot more idealized in the past than what they actually were.
I think that I'm not jumping all the way back to the 1950s, by the way.
Then what was
I'm literally
point?
Talking about young girls now literally like 2015 in the way they, and not even just 2015, just young women and how they, I'm not, because no, see, the thing is, I'm not trying to say that you have to be some perfect virgin, virtuous. I'm not even going that far. All I'm saying is you don't have to try and outfuck a guy. You don't have to try and out-hoe a guy. Like, that's not power. Trying to outfuck a guy is not power.
No.
You're going the wrong direction. Like, you need to understand the power in your own sexuality.
Right.
Men have power in their own sexuality. And recognizing that power in for both sexes, you need to recognize that power. Trying to outfuck each other, I think, is there's no power. There's
that's
just,
what I was getting ready to say, though, because I used to think like that. But I think those women, they match the men they're dating. Like, they're only rising to the they're matching who's out there. You know what I mean? Like, when you said young women, like, you're the bitch right now if you're Amber Rose or anything close to it,
and
right?
Who are you fooling with?
Right? That's not the good thing, but...
Oh, no,
it's a different issue.
But why is she successful? Because who's the nigga? Tyga and Chris Brown. You know what I mean?
Are we looking at the amount of people she fucked or who?
No, not the amount. I'm just saying, like, how they define their power... it's matched to the power of the men. Like, she doesn't have to rise above that because the men that she's attaining or going after are the same caliber.
And I have a problem and you, with both.
Like, do you really think Tyga and Chris Brown and Young Thug and the dudes that are wearing skinny pants and leggings and tatting up their faces are looking for a virtuous woman? No, like, I'm matching my selection. Neither of them are the cream of the crop, so their power is equal. We're a different generation, so I think there are men within our generation, the 30s crew, that's looking for something different, right? Our men, they're like, we want you to twerk, but we want you to have a degree also.
Right,
like,
right.
Low-key, you can twerk, but you better have this. And you may not even have to have a degree, but you better be able to complete a sentence, right? The 20-year... Chris Brown ain't saying that. Like, he's like, I want her twerk central. Twerk central. Twerk central. And guess what? Chris Brown, you know, he ain't Ivy League. Like... He ain't an Ivy League kind of a nigga, and I don't mean literally. I just mean his pedigree is twerk.
Yeah.
And so their pedigree, they're matching each other. You know what I mean? I used to think like, oh yeah, these girls have lost their power. No. Slum matches slum.
Yeah. So, I just think there's a difference in having control over your sex and hoeing on both ends of the spectrum for men and women. There's a way to have sex freely and enjoy it without being in the confines of a marriage or even a committed relationship.
Right.
And then there's just being a hoe.
And I think generationally, definitions of hoe is different too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That goes back.
Because see, now you can be proud to be a hoe. You can be loud and proud
and
about
it. To us, it's a hoe. But to them, it's like to them, it's not a hoe. Like, it's like, I'm a hoe with a book. I'm a hoe that's in videos. Like, so it's to some degree, it ain't really just a hoe. Like, it ain't free. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's getting me the life that I want. You know, I'm a Kardashian. That's hoeing at its finest to us. But that's a pedigree of hoe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Us is like, you hoe, like... For real, like, you got every nigga's balls in your jaws. But she's like, I'm a Kardashian, you know? And so my mind is changed. Maybe I'm just getting older, but I'm like, you know, pedigree matches pedigree.
No, women just trying to take control of their right ability to be sexual because men are always going to still control it. Just how we saw that article about the whole purity thing. With the daughters and
oh,
the little,
them damn purity balls.
Yeah, and it's always
that's
feels
the
like
nastiest shit.
I don't understand.
The dads take an oath to protect their daughter's virginity, and to they themselves take the oath to be pure and I guess conscientious of all kind of ill, sinful thoughts, but to also protect their daughters and keep their daughters from abstaining from sex. And they take these strange ass photographs and put on rings to commemorate the situation. There are even black people involved in this bullshit. I didn't think there was any of us involved, but there are.
So, is it just, wait, I'm sorry. Is it just an abstinence oath? What's the ball? You said
it's the purity ball.
But they're doing like a whole little event around
it. Yes,
it
is.
I'm not tripping.
Yeah, but then it's
I'm
like,
not tripping. You know why? Because but that's faith based, and you got to respect people's right. faith.
But it is faith based.
But when we look at it, it's like there's no. It's like okay, we. You don't. You're not. The men ain't wearing. The boys ain't wearing no purity rings. It's like
and
you.
Some of them girls about to get it in. So.
Yeah. It's like you expect these girls to be like. Yeah, they want to have it, you know, hold it.
Justify that. Yeah. I can't get pregnant if I deal with
very true.
They're still virgin.
Yeah. Yes. Hold it until you get married, but then we don't teach the guy about abstinence. And it's like, so if I falter, so if the girl falters and sleeps with it, yeah, then it's like, oh, the girl's fault, but the she going to hell, but the guy's just being a guy.
See, this is to me where the double standard annoys me. I don't like to hear men say that it is just in their nature to be hoes. Because somehow, because they have a penis and we have a vagina, that genetically makes it just instantaneous that they are hoish.
They're wired that way.
Right. That's bullshit. It is human nature. It is nature, period, to be sexual. And I think it is a choice
really
to not be sexual.
There.
You know what I mean? I'm going to pull up that TED Talk for sure. Because that's the argument. Whenever a man says that, I'm giving him the coldest smirk ever. Like, word, really? I don't want to have sex as much as you just because my shit's inner and yours is outer? Okay. You continue
yeah, that's so
right.
dumb.
You continue to believe that. It's not true. I just
so now you don't have to hold yourself accountable.
Right. Right. It's just, you know, that's just my nature. That's just my nature. I think...
Or as Steve Harvey said, but until he finds the one. Like when he finds the one,
oh,
he
right.
won't do it. You know,
then he can control it.
Yeah, what kind of pressure are you trying to put on a woman? Like,
right? She has
he,
to be the one.
Yeah.
That
so if he's yeah, exactly. So if he's
no,
not,
he does actually say that. That's great.
He does say that. He does say
monogamy
that.
Is the choice.
Yeah, but he's making the assumption that if a guy's gonna be a hoe that whole time, then he find the right woman, and all of a sudden.
It just
genetically stops.
Yeah. Like, don't. Yeah. We were that most of the cheaters have continued to cheat.
Yeah.
Married,
yeah.
Very
true.
The same
yeah, for
say,
sure.
In order to be successful, you can't sleep.
Right.
If you sleeping, you ain't gonna never be successful.
Also, how many times has he been married?
Three.
And he was let me not even
right.
Because you know his track, but he uses his track record as proof that he knows what he's talking
right,
about.
Right, right. Which I get, but I'm just like it's hard for me to take advice.
So excuse me, I cheated on my wives. Excuse me, I was literally cheating on my wife with my current wife. I was married to my ex wife.
And he said
she's
something recently on his television show. I think it was Mother's Day, and he told his current wife. He hadn't really lived until he met her. So I'm like, so what were you doing when you made like the 4 or 5 children you had before? Like, you was just bullshitting, wasting time? You know, like, I don't know. To hear something like that, not to say that this third relationship isn't the charm and it awakens him in a way that the previous relationships haven't, but I don't know.
Well, I agree with Toria. Like, the idea that I never really thought about, though, but that pressure... And the idea that, like, you can be the solution for this man, you know?
Yeah.
And then when he doesn't do it, then you're
failed.
The problem.
Yeah, you're the problem.
And it's
right.
like,
I'm not the one.
No, that's not how it works. I mean, if there was the answer to how to keep a man monogamous, we would all do it.
Right,
I mean,
the
there is no answer. That's the point.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point. There's not an answer.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's an individual. Yeah. We all, you know, make our own decisions. And we can only do so much. You can't control other people.
No,
I mean, that's just the fact of the matter.
You absolutely cannot. All right, so dinner and the movie is an official date. We agree on that? You can do that?
You can do dinner and a movie.
Just don't do it all the time.
Yeah, don't do it all the time. Don't burn her out on it.
Okay, last round, and then we're going to cut off. Everybody say, what was the most creative date experience they had? Go.
I ain't been on a creative date.
Damn.
Alicia. You know, that's going to be rough, man. I don't know creative, but...
Or the best day. What was your best day?
I mean, I can say... And I actually will speak to the dinner and a movie, because
okay.
I had a very good time going to a midnight movie, which is a little different. Like, it was a Thursday night before, you know, and so that... Even though it still was going to a movie, it was fun, because it was like, you're up late, and the movie's just coming out, and it's... So, I think that's a little bit of a way to put a creative spin on a dinner in a movie.
That I like that.
Tash?
My best ones have been in nature. So, like, either the beach or...
It's in his nature.
Or even, like, Griffith Observatory. Okay. You know, and then, like, stargazing or the, what, like, going to work out or something, or, like, going hiking.
Oh, okay.
Something.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if it's not with me, it's okay.
No, ours are, we have a... Because when we went to the one at the Huntington, yeah, we super light.
Like, can you remember one? It's okay.
Well, of course, I remember bringing the drunk
for him.
That's
right.
There's the end of the first time you cooked.
We went to the Huntington. That was cool. I would say that. I'm simple. I don't, you know, if I have a good time, that's all that matters to me.
Yeah. And you can have fun doing anything.
Yeah.
You're at the right
person.
This
is true.
Yeah.
It's true.
But I thought you said the right track.
No. When you're at the right track, you can have fun with anyone.
Yeah. I think
don't bring a man, though. But yeah, but see, we've been in a relationship a while.
Don't
like now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Being single now, yeah, you got to like, God damn, I got to pull some shit out of my ass.
Impress. Favorite or best date, first trip to Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. That one stays in my head.
Man. We had a lot of good times. I'm trying to think though. I think the best time we had.
I should go first because I want you to take mine.
What is the same?
I know. That would be precious.
Nah.
Stay together.
It's actually that.
One, two, three.
Because when we went to the movie,
DC,
I was going to say that. I swear to God. I was going to say that was the best time
I had.
It's
like the newlyweds game.
We went boat paddling in D.C. That was awesome.
Around the King Memorial.
Yeah. I don't know. You should have let me say what I was going to say.
We believe you. That's what I was going to say.
Well, thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. You can message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again.